She's in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. After Dolly Parton's death was made public yesterday, some fans made a pilgrimage to her Brentwood home. They brought flowers and other memorabilia to celebrate the late country music legend. Some longtime fans, including Jamie Dillahay and Vicki Judkins, made sure that butterflies were represented. They're a symbol Parton used often.
I didn't expect her little wings to be tired this fast, you know, and it's just a heartbreaking. We just lost a really legend icon.
So many people have already brought flowers and the sign, so the butterfly just adds to their flowers. And I just appreciate all she was. She was an angel that God sent to earth.
Similar vigils unfolded at Parton's downtown Nashville Storyteller Hotel, as well as at a property with ties to her on 12 South. The music icon has spurred a transcendent outpouring of remembrances that crosses music genres and political lines. Flags will fly at half staff for the next week to honor her. Last night's Grand Ole Opry show quickly pivoted to include tributes to her passing. Rhonda Vincent and Morgan Miles played covers of Parton hits like Coat of Many Colors and I Will Always Love You. Saturday night's entire Opry show will be dedicated to Dolly's memory. The lineup of artists includes one who began her career at Dollywood. Carly Pearce became an official Opry member in 2021 with a surprise invitation delivered by Parton herself. Parton was a member of the Opry for more than 50 years. Parton's family has said they will gather for a small private funeral service.